Sorry. It's I brought the credibility good. Of the show down.
That's all right. Yeah. Nexus World War. I keep saying world. Nexus Word Wars. Literally, you are typing words to kill enemies. Now, I didn't get a chance to play this because every time I tried to do it, nobody was there to play. And it will not let you do a solo game. Or even with AI, obviously, because the AI doesn't know how to type. Right. But you did. So I'm really anxious to hear how this plays out. Because I'll say this. I love StarCraft and I love word games. Like, I'm a big bookworm fan. And I love, Befuddled's a great game on the iPad. I love word games. So how does this stack up in the way of both a good word game, but also a good StarCraft II mod?
Well, I think from the word game perspective, this takes me back to middle school and like typing class, where you'd have like the balloons that pop up and you'd have to type to pop them and
Mavis Beacon teaches typing. Sure.
Yes. Yes. There you go. Like, this is very much like that. So what you have is you have your Nexus in the middle and it's up to six players on the map, and people can spawn things such as cannons, ultralisks, things like that. And they're the basic units that you get from the game. So there's no real modifications to the units, which comes into play later. And as your opponents are earning minerals and gas, they're able to spawn these units to attack your Nexus. And you're supposed to defend and then, of course, attack and destroy theirs in order to win. So they will all have words and also sometimes math problems above their head. And you have to type those out in chat in order to kill them. And then when you kill them, that's how you gain your more resources as the game goes on.
All right. You got me so far. This sounds awesome.
And because the units are not modified, you actually have that strategy. Now, again, you're not controlling the units, but hold on. Okay. But you do get some idea of what you need to do. So if somebody is coming at you with a bunch of zealots, per se, as much as zealots coming at you, then you can counter them with whatever you think is the best counter for them. So you have control in that manner.
Yeah.
So there's not micromanagement of the units, but you have that control. And then you can do things like drop nukes. You can get your ultralisks and go through and just tear through people, or you can what they're referred to as spam and just save up a bunch of points and then just send a bunch of rushes of, say, Zerglings or other small units at your opponent, and they can only type so fast, so then you try to overrun them that way. So there's a lot of different strategy to the game, and the added element of being able to type fast, killing the units faster. There's a lot of cool stuff. I saw some strategies where people would just amass a big blob, so it made it hard to read the words above their head. I don't know if that was intended, but it is a kind of cool way to go about it. So I love the game. Like, this is one of the few mods that we've had on the show that I'm really super excited about. Like, I will continue to play this. Yeah. My friends and I that were playing it went absolutely crazy on Skype, yelling at each other, and I loved it.
You know what it sounds a bit like to me? Oh, by the way, one Zealot costs 100 crystals. Just throwing that out there just to really make people mad. This reminds me of Typing of the Dead. Remember that old Sega game where the way you would kill zombies is typing?
Yep. That sounds exactly.
And you know what? That was a hell of a game. That was a hell of a game. So you've given me hope in this. This sounds like it'd be pretty cool. And I like the fact that somebody's thinking this way and doing something very, very different. By throwing in this weird twist. So you played this with friends, I take it.
Yes.
And not strangers, which is probably why I couldn't find anybody.
Yeah, which is weird because for quite a while it was the top game on Battle.net. Like, it was one of the top maps on there, so that may have waned a little bit, but it's definitely, if you can get a group of people, you don't have to have all six. You only really need one, but the more people you get, the more fun it is.
Very cool. Now,